You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to look at accessible technology. And I'm joined now by Mark Evans from RNIB's Technology for Life team. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Simon. Hope you're well.
Well, thank you. And today we're looking at, well, if you're learning to live with sight loss, perhaps you've got progressive sight loss, you might have macular disease, something like that, in which case you're finding you need to magnify things, then there's a lot of technology out there to actually help, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely, Simon. There is. There's lots of different devices and lots of different sort of shapes and sizes of devices. And what I was going to do today was kind of just explain what is out there and how they can be used and how they differ. So people have an idea of what they want and what options are out there. And then they can come to us if they have further questions, as always.
So basically, what is a video magnifier then for those that aren't experienced with them?
So a video magnifier, for those who don't know, is a device that enables you to see through a screen text that is displayed through a camera and shown through the screen, and we can then use this to read. We can use this to enhance what we're trying to look at, whether it be text, images, studying information, to make our lives a little bit easier in and around the home or taking with us out and about.
And the thing with the technology now is that a lot of it's mobile, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. There's two major areas that we can look at and we can discuss today. The first is the portable, which we'll talk about in a second, and the second is the desktop. Starting with the portable, the devices are what they say, the portable. They fit in the palm of a hand or a handbag or a bag, and they usually range between sort of 4.5 and 7 inches in terms of screen diameter. They have a rechargeable battery. So you're able to sort of charge it up on the mains, then use the rechargeable battery and actually use the power while you're out and about. Or if you wanted to and you're feeling very, very clever, you could even take your power pack with you to sort of recharge your device. The idea is that when you're out at if you're meeting friends, you're going out for a meal, or you're going shopping, or whatever you're doing, you're able to take your video magnifier to check prices, to check lists of information, menu choices, to be able to sort of change the colours on there, to take a picture on there, and to display the information in the way you want it. More and more of these portable devices are becoming well known. More and more of them are available through resource centres, available online, and more companies are entering into the market. And ultimately what that does, Simon, and for everybody involved, is it gives people more choice and it improves the quality.
So what is one of the new developments then in video magnifiers?
So one of the new developments in video magnifiers is a desktop device. What I mean by desktop, so to cover that, is actually it sits on a table, like a living room table or a lounge table, or if you've got a particularly large, for example, bedside table, you could even position it there. And it has a much larger screen. So you're talking between sort of 17 and about 24 inches. And one of the latest products that has been developed that RNIB sells is called the Mezzo Vario HD Desktop Video Magnifier, or the Mezzo for short. And why this is so special is because a lot of the times with these devices, they sit on an arm that actually positions the screen, but a lot of them you can't actually adjust the angle of the screen on. It's fixed. This you can. The arm is also bent, so the screen is pushed more towards the user in terms of the angle, which means you don't have to sort of position the monitor as much. You can just focus on positioning yourself and getting the right eye line, which you can adjust. Also, the thing that makes it very, very nice is the fact that the controls on it are the most tactile that have ever been produced. And there are three controls on the monitor: to control the power, to control the magnification, and to control sort of the enhancements, so the color options and the image capture. So being able to take a picture and zoom in, all work off that control system. So it's very simple for people. It's very tactile for people. The markings are clear on it. But also what is fantastic for this piece of kit specifically is you're able to fold it down, and it folds down, and it's quite neat when it folds down, and it's fairly lightweight, and you're able to then sort of carry it around with you And if you wanted to move it room to room, or someone had to take it for you and say move it from a bedroom to a living room, a relative or a family member or even a friend, that can be done without too much hassle. It's very simple to connect in terms of the wires. In terms of the quality of the magnification, is that there are some of the best, and it can go up to 100 times in terms of the actual power. And you've got half a dozen color contrast modes in the image capture, which is always there. The nice thing that we're now seeing with these types of devices as well is they have USB connections. So what a USB is, it's a port socket, and it enables us to plug a wire in. So if we're still not happy with the size of the image on the screen, we can actually plug it in to a television or a computer and actually have that image then either blown up on an even bigger screen or replicated. So whatever you move, whether you're doing a crossword, whether you're looking at some information, whether you're checking, I don't know, a flight time or whatever it may be, you're able to actually double the image. And I think that's a nice factor for people. It's not a cheap piece of kit, this piece of kit necessarily. It's priced at sort of £1,845, excluding VAT. But you will find that most of the desktop range will go from about 1,500 upwards, right up to sort of 3,000-4,000. So it's not at the top end of the market. And considering it how new it is and the quality, I think they've priced it pretty well competitive with the other options on the market.
And the interesting thing is, if you've been used to using actually handheld magnifiers and you've got a progressive eye condition, they're only good for so long. Whereas when you've got one of these magnifiers, obviously, as you've mentioned, you can adjust the magnification on it as things change.
Absolutely. It's the age-old adage with magnification, Simon, that you're always going to want to see more. But in order to see more, you're going to have to increase the size of the text and the base scale of magnification. So you're going to want to see more in terms of the information clearer, but you'll actually see less on the page when the image is actually presented. Where this gives you the ability to do that. Companies are now even looking at optioning with some of the other devices through Humanware, optioning sort of different monitor sizes for people and the arms to be able to actually store and actually clip on different size monitors. And I've known people to change them. So they're actually still retaining value added devices as people's sight sort of changes and develops regardless of condition. So that's really popular. The other thing that is now improving is all the time is the ability for us to use magnification on what we call smart devices. So phones and tablets and sort of a portable device that you're finding now that the phones and the tablets are getting thinner, but their screens are actually getting larger, and the quality of the imagery on the screens, the OLED, which is organic light emitting diodes, which is the next level of screen, it means that it can be adjusted to the level of brightness, the level of contrast, your lighting. So all these things make a factor in for us to try and use what little bit of sight we've got to view what we want. A lot of these devices also have magnification built in that we can actually adjust and scale or use and control with a series of gestures, which is fantastic. A lot of Apple and Samsung and as I say, other Android devices have that specifically. Microsoft are a little bit sort of are going in a different direction with their options. They do have some stuff built in, again, but they also will support what we call third-party software, so magnification programs onto said tablets, which you would buy and be installed digitally.
Well, there's a lot of information there, and if you're listening to Mark and you think to yourself, do you know, I'm quite interested in this, but I'm not sure exactly what combination I need, then RNIB Technology for Life team is there to give you some advice. How do we get in touch?
To get in touch with us, and please do, and we're here for you from advice and support, you can contact us with the usual method. So we can go via the helpline, which is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or if you fancy like dropping us an email and you have access, you can email us at the following: TFL, that's Tommy Foxtrot Lima, @rnib.org.uk. I'll just repeat that again. That's TFL @rnib.org.uk. www.ai.org.uk, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Mark, as always, a pleasure to chat with you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Simon. Take care.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.